Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New from the Labor Department this morning, the number of jobs created last month, a lot more than expected.
The American jobs market overall is in remarkably strong shape, with hiring accelerating. The new jobs report shows that 353,000 workers were added to the workforce in January. That was way above expectations. On average, every month last year, 255,000 jobs were added, a historically strong rate.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. President Biden, the defense secretary, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff will be at Dover Air Force Base today for the dignified transfer of the remains of those three U.S. service members killed in a drone strike in Jordan. Members of the Senate close to completion on that border security bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaling he's ready to advance it as soon as Wednesday. Several people aboard a small plane and an unknown number of people on the ground in Clearwater, Florida, killed last night when the plane went down in a mobile home park. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is down to four options for redrawing the legislature's district maps. Two experts hired by the court ruled out two sets of Republican-drawn maps yesterday. The experts did not endorse any of the versions still in play. Republican state lawmakers are moving through their latest $2 billion tax cut proposal. Democratic Senator Kelda Royce told a committee hearing yesterday the bills benefit too many people who already have plenty.
It troubles me that at a time when we are losing young families and we're losing our best and brightest and we've got brain drain, that we're not targeting that problem. We're instead focusing on folks who, you know, many of whom don't actually need the help.
Among other things, the bills would make retirement income tax-free and expand the state's second lowest tax bracket. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. City officials sent 5,000 Madison residents $1 to get people to weigh in on the city's park and open space plan. The city parks division uses an online survey to find out how people in Madison use the city parks. Park staff worked with the Universities of Wisconsin Survey Center to create the plan. They say that sending people $1 costs significantly less than actually sending staff to survey 5,000 homes. The survey will be open all month and a final report will be released next year. Madison police arrested a man Thursday after he allegedly made threats to Dean Health Plan in Madison. The threats came shortly after the company announced they would be laying off some staff. Police were called shortly after 10 a.m. The man admitted to being upset and randomly saying things in response. He could face charges of disorderly conduct and making terrorist threats. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock and got to see my wife before she fell asleep, so that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went. So that was fun. But yeah, like I say, you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
ABC
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. Sunday, sunny and a little warmer with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 30.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Recently in GOP land, they realized that their election strategy of bitching about how bad the economy was being undermined by how not bad the economy was, and they needed to pivot. Is that xenophobia's music I hear? That's right. You know what time it is. It's time to head down there to the border, dress up like a cowboy, start throwing up razor wire and calling the most desperate people on earth terrorists. Y'all know. Borders get wild. Texas is refusing to yield to the government's authority down there. Texas says, our federal government ain't got no right to tell a state what to do.
Liberal redneck. Hooray. Oh, speaking of which, this just in, U.S. economy added 353,000 jobs in January. Unemployment rate clocked in at 3.7%. The jobs report far exceeded the gain of 185,000 jobs and 3.8% unemployment rate expected by economists. Even Larry Kudlow is...
Oh, yeah, everybody's
freaking
out. I think,
stop drinking. He doesn't know what to do now. He's so confused. It's just Bidenomics is working. Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay, Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita. Anita. Hello. Hello. I could never tell if it's me. Tanya in Ohio. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm sorry. I have COVID, so I'm sounding a little
sorry.
I'm well soon.
It's okay. It's because you know what? Shots make it better.
Yep.
Listen, Nikki Haley sucks.
Agreed.
She sucks. Okay.
Yes.
I watch her on Breakfast Club, but what I want to do is choke Charlamagne the God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just said that it's okay for states to secede. What kind of bull is that?
Yeah, and then not only that, when the vice president was on his show, he grilled her. He grilled Kamala like she was on the witness stand. He said nothing to Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Who basically said we can't have a president Kamala Harris because we already had President Obama. We can't have another one.
No.
What?
Right. Pretty much. And then she's saying that our president is going to die. She's wishing death on President
Obama. But also, her saying Obama caused divisiveness. Obama, I'm sorry, because racists didn't like a black president. That's his fault. So he was
He didn't say nothing. And they're giving him everything. And I love Joy Reid, but she's giving him too much play. He needs to be choked.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Stephanie Miller Show is not for the choking of Charlamagne.
No.
Okay. However, we're a peaceful sort here.
It's hard to nail Charlamagne the God down.
Yes.
I don't know where he stands on things.
Yeah. But just to get Nikki Haley to get away with, Barack Obama was so divisive, we can't. That's why it would be horrible to have a Kamala Harris presidency. What?
Right.
She said Wednesday, Texas and other states have the right to secede from the union if they decide they don't want to be part of America anymore. Oh, okay. Didn't we have a...
We did that.
War over that?
Well,
okay,
she,
yeah.
Was the governor of the first state that did
she
secede.
Said, here we go, the code, they always say. I believe in states' rights. I believe that everyone should be as close to the people to decide. If Texas decide they want to do that, they can do that. Well,
bye, Texas.
Yeah, bye-bye. See ya.
I mean...
No Republican will ever get elected again. And bye-bye. Good luck with your Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security.
Mm-hmm. I guess... Technically, states can secede, but...
She's awful.
I know.
She is awful. Dean Obadala, our buddy, our pal, said Trump's awful fundraising number last quarter was lower than the 3 months before. It shows us that MAGA is fading, but they will become more desperate as a result. Trump will lose in 2024. He will be convicted, and he will spend the final days of his life in prison. But between then and now, expect MAGA to engage in terrorism.
Yep.
Yes, it is a concern. Oh, by the way, Blue tweets, dear media, you can definitely call it a cult when they start cutting off their parents' heads.
Yeah.
Okay. Like this right-wing MAGA wacko guy did. And we'll talk to my best friend, brilliant psychologist, Dr. Wanda. She will be in with us on
Monday.
Just to talk about our, you know, national nervous breakdown or whatever you want to call it.
And
Kirshner did not come clean that he's behind planting Alina Haba, that
Bless
forcing
you.
Donald Trump to hire Alina Haba.
Bless you.
You're welcome. What?
Bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I thought I saw that. You know, a lot of times you see things like bubbling before you. I was like, did they really? Did someone really?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep, of course. Because there's no conspiracy theory too dumb these days. Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Boasted she could fake being smart before getting Trump a $83.3 million defamation penalty. The Alina Haba was a deep state plant to destroy Donald Trump theory has entered the building. Someone tweeted. Ultra MAGA tweets, I don't trust Alina Haba. I believe she's a deep state plant.
I love it.
It comes as Trump has said he's searching for new attorneys. It also comes as Haba faces the threat of sanctions because...
She's bad.
She's dumb. Okay. Someone tweeted, I wonder who forced Trump to hire Alina Haba. For the guy who's going to save us from the deep state, he sure gets fooled by the deep state a lot.
Yeah.
I could only hire
people, Stephanie.
Yeah. Alina Haba is a deep state plant, writes another. Lewis, somebody. Someone tweeted directly to Alina Haba, you are a deep state plant, you clown.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Wow.
Did they write out clown or did
we
they
are
use the
really,
clown emoji?
If it's deep state, we are really good at planting horribly incompetent people.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Trump's just super bad at hiring.
Oh.
What do you think?
He only hires the best people, Stephanie.
Yes, all the best people. All the best people. I don't know about y'all, but I need a love letter today.
Okay.
This one's cute. Linda. Immaturity runs in my family.
Oh, boy.
Feet run in my family. See what I did there? Okay, hey, Mama. Don't you look at me like that. Longtime podcast listener. Finally made it official. Bought the podcast for a year in advance. Gling. Oh, thank you. Oh, horrific. And I'm also a Patreon donor.
Yay!
Aw, Linda, thank you. Love your show. Love that you and the Mooks make the news funny but still informative. We need to laugh now more than ever. I love that you've created a community for smart, informed, highly immature listeners. I've listened to your show long enough to remember the Obama years and Orly Tates. You guys called her, nicknamed her Oily Taint.
Yes, we did.
So much that my six-year-old at the time, nephew, asked his mom what an Oily Taint was.
I believe the kids are the future.
Yeah. Not my bad parenting, not my fault.
Wasn't it Melissa Etheridge that said
yes,
she drove to...
Yes, she dropped her kids off first and then turned on my show, which just tells me the gays are better parents than straights, because a lot of... Okay. I've also listened long enough to hear you be mocked for your dance moves. My favorite was a listener who said your dancing was like watching Martin Balsam falling down the staircase in Psycho.
Yeah, well, there's that, yeah.
Uh-huh. I come from a family that's full of immature toilet humor people, too. Mom's in her 70s now and is still completely immature. As she ages, she has started having some gastrointestinal distress issues. When she has eruptions at home, she apologizes and then says, I'm home. Or the queen does it too sometimes. My mom also told a spam caller they had the wrong number and they need to speak to Mr. Bendover from Intercourse, Pennsylvania. I also got her some Nereva vitamins for her memory, and a couple days after I gave them to her, she asked me what they were for. That's funny. She asked me if the tapioca guy representing Trump and Tucko Penis.
Okay.
Please get it right, Mom. representing Trump in his case with the New York AG, I had to explain it was Tucko Pina, not tapioca. She said, who cares as long as he's convicted? In short, it's so important to find the humor in everything and with each other. That's why I love what I love about your show. You know what's important, but you're not so serious to understand the absurdity of the strange times we're living through. Keep doing what you're doing. Fart jokes are just as important as covering Donald Trump. We can do both. We can do both.
We often do.
It is, and if you've listened to Noel Castle on our show, he's had a full poopy diaper since, from drug abuse since the Apprentice days, allegedly. So, you know what, fart humor, essential when covering Donald Trump. Okay. Black Knight tweets, the truth about the state of the 2024 election. Trump spent $50 million of campaign donations on legal fees in 2023. Man, the grift really feels like it's running dry, man. His campaign is now spending more money than it's raising. The RNC has $8 million in cash on hand. They should have gone woke. The longer Nikki Haley stays in the right race, the more money Trump and the RNC burn, and the weaker Trump becomes. Trump org could be up in smoke before the primary is over. Trump could be removed from the ballot in a number of states. Biden has over $100 million in the bank, a record number going into an election year with no competition in the primary. Biden's now beating Trump 50-44 in the latest poll as Trump is facing trial after trial and Biden's economy is booming. All we have to do is keep pushing the truth and turn out to vote. Thank you, Black Knight. Oh, by the way, our legal lad, Dino Badala, with a good point. We hadn't mentioned the Cori Bush thing yet.
Yeah.
But he said, per latest campaign filing, Trump's campaign spent $97,000 at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. When Democratic Representative Cori Bush spent thousands for security from threats, DOJ's investigating. Why isn't DOJ investigating Trump for profiting off campaign contributions? Come on, DOJ, no double standard. Right. Not to mention all the insurrectionists like Jim Jordan in Congress that remain, unindicted on whatever. Oh, although, hang on, hold please. There's some good news on that front, Chris.
Okay.
Hold, please. I'll find it. Oh, geez, maybe I won't.
Uh-oh.
Oh, who said of the Matt Gaetz investigation? I want to be clear. We're not talking about the woman who was still 17 when she allegedly had a sexual encounter with the congressman. We reported last week that individual has been contacted by the committee. Now we're talking about a different woman. I did a prep fall on purpose. Who said that?
Squiddly Diddly.
No! I believe that was Paula Reed on CNN.
Oh.
No! A different, my goodness.
Ruthlessly absurd.
Speaking of cookies and cookiness, Dr. Brown tweets, Malt Nada, the loyal, quote-unquote, valet in Trump's Mar-a-Lago documents case, was hired by Trump after the U.S. Navy removed him from a White House position as a result of multiple sexual misconduct allegations. Trump always hires people with dirt so he can mob boss them into doing his crimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my God. Does he know anyone that has not committed sexual crimes? I'm just like,
I don't think so.
No? No. Thank you. All right. Yeah,
birds
this is
a feather.
Yeah, this just makes me happy. As we just mentioned, the RNC has had its worst fundraising year because he's sucking up all the money. since 2013 in absolute dollars and the worst since 1993 in inflation-adjusted figures, just the $8 million on hand, Simon Rosenberg says the GOP is a raging dumpster fire right now.
Yes,
I am here for it. Our new best friend, Rachel Bitticoffer, with
She's
a good
awesome.
Point. I had so much to get to with Glenn. I couldn't get to everything. But she said, like, crabs boiling in a pot were so acclimated to the GOP's rabbit hole that Justice Thomas is going to decide whether his own wife aided and abetted insurrection. And the media is just like, oh, well. Rude Pundit says, Biden is right. Rapist Donald Trump is a sick Anna hole. These should be on some Dark Brandon posters.
I know. I agree.
Thank you. Chris, one more chance to redeem yourself. Who said, I need to be on the right side of history?
Yaki Doodle.
No, that would be Taylor Swift, who is now on the right side of history. By the way, someone pointed out on Twitter, if you haven't listened to Swift's heartfelt outcry in this video, the documentary they're talking about, please check it out. Taylor Swift has for years navigated a career trajectory that features all the hallmarks of organic celebrity ascension. Her personal values have been stable for as long and congruent with the left. This is not some big shock. She's campaigned against Marsha Blackburn in the past and said she wishes she had done more, to speak out against Donald Trump in 2016. So, God bless her. Oh, we were saying we love the video of the Niners coming out to shake it off.
Yeah. They just should do that.
They should do that.
They really
should.
It would be so funny.
They should enter the stadium.
They really should.
I forgot. Yeah. You know who's not going to be able to shake it off? Rudy Giuliani. I forgot. Glenn tweeted, Rudy Giuliani files for bankruptcy, says Donald Trump has stiffed him on legal fees.
Oh,
so
boy.
That means Trump... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Go ahead. Play, and the haters gonna hate, baby. I'm just gonna shake. Shake it off. Oh, my God. Real quick before we break, Lincoln Project did a great thing on the stupid meltdown over Taylor Swift.
Maybe she just bought into all the lies about conservatives and Republicans, that they're racist and sexist and homophobic and xenophobic and transphobic and Islamophobic, that Republicans and conservatives want dirty air and water and a total ban on all abortion with no exceptions.
It is so scary. There was a recent poll. 1/5 of Taylor Swift fans said they would back whichever candidate that she endorsed.
18% of voters are more likely to back a Taylor Swift endorsed candidate.
About a single post of hers led to 35,000 new registrants. That's arguably more power than the president.
Biden effectively has Taylor Swift as his VP.
Taylor Swift's cat is valued, one of them is valued at $97 million because of its Instagram impact.
Her cat.
Brain dead, low information voters. Of course, I'm talking about Swifties.
We don't have a Taylor Swift on our side, but you know who we have? We have Kid Rock, we have Ted Nugent, we have influencers, right? We have all these people. John Boy.
What world are we living in? Sure seems planned.
Nothing but a psyop.
The Pentagon psyop unit pitched NATO on turning Taylor Swift into an asset.
Taylor Swift, of course, also a psyop for the NFL wives out there.
Don't believe everything Taylor Swift says. We're all begging you.
But it would be the single dumbest thing a mega superstar could ever do.
Don't get involved. Don't get involved in politics. We don't want to see you there.
And, let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay?
Oh,
okay.
No. Oh, my God. That's going to... Wow, and she's a real billionaire. That's going to hurt her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right-wing whack Jack Posobiec suggested a swing state concert with Kid Rock and Ted Nugent. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
They're relevant.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah, also have Sean Hannity lecture her some more about how dumb she is. She doesn't really understand the issues or Joe Biden's record. Have him be a little more patrocending. Because maybe you could lose 100% of the women's vote.
Scott Baio could open at that concert and sing Chachi's greatest hits.
Oh,
you're so correct.
Joni and Chachi's
greatest hits.
She's no longer with us.
Right.
Liberal helpers.
Yeah.
That's what we are. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. You saw it, right? They were
sleeping now.
Aren't they calm?
Yeah.
I just gave them their CBD for dogs because it's grooming day. They literally opened their mouth and went, and then we played the theme from Wipeout.
Sure.
Okay. I'm telling you, it's CB Distillery. It's the source we trust for everything. These are my baby children. But the groomer suggested it, and I got some CBD for dogs because it is, terriers are very, God loves a terrier,
but they're very
skittish about their nails being touched.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. So we use it, right? You use gummies to tolerate me, you know, that look
yes.
you give me every
That's
day.
Now on Twitter.
Look of disgust, disappointment, disapproval.
Bewilderment.
Chris just has to, you know, he's a little tincture, just to, you know.
Take the edge off.
Yeah. And by that, he means me. Take the edge off. Me. Okay. I use it, the relief stick. I talk every single week because of overdoing with exercise. I'm doing a lot of climbing on my bike. CB Distillery. A lot of people, 90% on one study say they sleep better with CBD. 81% experience more calm. 80% says it helps with pain after physical activity. I am one of them. Join us. Over 2 million of us and a solid 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie for 20% off.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a drag, a well-known drag. We turn the sound down on her and say rude things.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Did you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the three most requested items in homeless shelters? Bombas knows, and they are doing something about it, making ridiculously comfortable versions of all three and donating one for every item sold. For every Bombas item you buy, they donate a similar item to someone experiencing homelessness. To date, Bombas has donated over 100 million essential clothing items, and they don't just do good, they feel good too. Whether it's arch-supporting socks, buttery soft tees, or underwear that feels like a nothing, the comfort geniuses at Bombas work tirelessly to make your everyday things your favorite things. Bombas also has a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you got the wrong size, your dog chews up with your socks, or a pair vanishes in the washing machine, it's easy to get a free return, exchange, or replacement. Ready to get comfy and give back? Head over to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout. Bombas.com/Stephanie. Code is Stephanie.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's fully leaded education talk. Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
Stephanie Miller.
I want John Finkelstein. He's next.
Yep.
Oh, I knew this would be a Steph head. Paul says, hey, Steph, if you want to know the person who chalked in front of the Trump building, it's my friend Karen. She's happily married, though. Sorry.
Aw.
She said 83.3 million.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Keep talking, loser. That was fantastic.
Aw.
Okay. Yeah, I was. We were talking this whole ridiculous Taylor Swift thing, and there was a great piece actually in USA Today just that made some good points. A young self-made billionaire, she travels the world, draws millions to her one-woman concerts at football stadiums, single-handedly boosts the economic fortunes of the cities where she plays.
Uh-huh.
She's already showed she can motivate potential voters. Her fan base tends to be younger and more liberal than the U.S. as a whole. Plus, she's been critical of Donald Trump. And I was talking about like Sean Hannity being patrescending to her. Amy Vanderpool tweeted, having the nerve to warn a younger woman who is much more rich and powerful than you are that she needs to think twice about making a personal endorsement of Biden is peak 2016 white male privilege.
It is.
Yeah, and they were also mentioning the documentary where Swift declared in 2020 to Trump, "We will vote you out," and endorse Biden. So Swift's critics has suggested she has Pentagon backing because there's no way she could be successful on her own.
Oh, God.
So one person said they suspect Republican attacks on her signal that they're concerned she can influence more than just white liberal women. This is a country that was built for white straight men, and Taylor Swift as a presence directly threatens that. She's a uniting force, and that's part of what terrifies them, whether they want to admit it or not.
Exactly.
29 minutes after the hour. Speaking of forces for good, John Fugelsang next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters will decide 99 school spending referendums this spring. 10 of the questions are on ballots in February, and 89 are on the April ballots. State School Superintendent Jill Underlie tweets, "The sheer number of referenda in recent years is proof Wisconsin public schools are underfunded." People in rural Wisconsin are urged to learn CPR. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, and many people in small communities live a long drive from a doctor's help. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Making sure that individuals, when faced with a cardiac emergency, know exactly what to do to help save the life of most likely a loved one is so important.
February is American Heart Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Madison police are investigating after someone threw eggs at the UW Hillel Foundation Tuesday night. Madison's chapter of the Hillel Foundation is the second oldest Hillel Jewish campus organization in the country, first opening in 1924. Nothing was damaged, but Hillel staff estimate cleaning will cost thousands of dollars. No arrests have been made as of Thursday evening, and the city's hate crime task force is investigating. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Madison Crime Stoppers. A student at Memorial High School was cited Thursday after bringing an airsoft gun to school. School staff called the police around 11 a.m. after receiving a tip. Staff took the student's backpack that contained the gun before police arrived. The student was released to a guardian and was cited for unlawful use of a facsimile firearm. School officials are continuing to investigate the incident. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to 39 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 29 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. Sunday, sunny and a little warmer with a high of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Todd Alma Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
just to lay some ground rules, if you could, for the speech tonight, if everyone could, please keep their hands above the table. And I know it's date night from some of you, but no inappropriate touching. That includes you, Lauren Boebert. No vaping either.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Republican on Republican violence. That was Representative, what's her, Lisa McClain. Yeah. At the Washington Press Club. Oh, gosh. Everyone loves a good Handy J joke.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Chris.
Huh. Yes.
The hint is I've already done this and told you who it was earlier.
Okay, let's do this.
It's the new anthem of the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Who said this?
It's much harder to be liberal than conservative. Why? Because it's easier to give someone the finger than a helping hand.
Godzuki.
No, that was Mike Royko, and our only show on sale right now is Chicago. Mike Royko from the Chicago. Okay. Sexy Liberal Tour.
I hear we're going to have some more shows on sale
soon.
That's
what I hear. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone else knows something.
Tiggle sang, tiggle sang, a sang. Tiggle sang, tiggle sang. He's so fine. Tiggle sang, tiggle sang, a sang. She were mine. Tiggle sang, tiggle sang, a sang.
Oh, he is mine on Fridays. Yeah. Hello. Hi, John. Hi.
Oh, hello from the New York Bureau, kids. Can we please just not be mean to Lauren Boebert? Can we all just enjoy her last year in Congress together, people? Can we enjoy it? Look at all she's done. She's given out so many jobs to so many people.
Do you know people have tweeted the picture of me with my hand on Hal Sparks' penis? And I am just doing a public service on stage demonstrating a Boeberting, you know, a good Boeberting. And, you know.
You had the good taste to have better lighting than she did for the same action in a theater. So well done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's okay. Look, you got to get through Beetlejuice the musical any way you can. I don't judge her.
Oh, Lord. John, where do we start today? Can I first of all just say, we've already talked about it. I've already cried. But, you know, our SiriusXM family here has taken a huge body blow with the passing of Joe Madison, which yeah. I just was saying, he just one of democracy's great warriors, just a titan, you know, and just when we need him most in this, you know, he just, as I keep saying, like, he walked the talk. Like, he, oh, my God, did the hunger strike for voting rights. And I just beseech everyone, please, for Joe Madison, do everything you can to save our democracy this year.
You know, one of the great things about working at SiriusXM was getting to have Joe Madison as a coworker, and all the times he came on my show and all the times I got to appear on his show on SiriusXM Urban View. You know, we're only one channel apart, Urban View and Progress, so we're already neighbors. And I mean, Joe was a legend. He told incredible stories about the indignities of growing up under segregation. He was someone who went on a hunger strike with Dick Gregory in the 90s, and 25 years later went on a hunger strike for voting rights in this country, announcing it on SiriusXM. Joe is in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest radio broadcast in history. Yep. I think it was 55 hours. I was on for hour 34. And he was someone who always spoke truth to power, who always looked out for the marginalized, whether it was African-Americans, immigrants, transgender people. He was always fighting for the people that other people were trying to dump on. Joe said, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Only a well-informed public stays free for very long." And honestly, he was just someone who made me a better American, a better broadcaster, and a better man. And I love him very much. Our airwaves and our country is diminished without him.
Yeah. I was saying, John, that he and his wife, I just have never met nicer people in this business. I've never met someone more supportive of other talent. You know, he was so supportive of me and this show and of you and Frangela. I love Frangela so much. You know, it just, he had the most giving, generous heart about other people and other talent. But anyway, yeah.
He did. He really did. Look, he brought me on Urban View, and I'm so white albinos call me honky.
Yeah, you're nearly translucent. Yeah.
I always told Santa all I want is pigment, and Joe was, you know, Joe reminded me that sometimes God gives the whitest guys the most ethnic names.
And
he's just a great broadcaster. Last night on our SiriusXM show, I just played clips of Joe handling racist trolls. And at one point, he had someone say, "Oh, you're just the N-word eagle." And Joe was like, "I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm not going to get mad at you at all. You've just revealed exactly what you are, and you're my new promo. You calling me that is our new promo for this show. Thank you."
Yeah.
And I have never seen someone handle a racist troll better than Joe Madison.
Yeah, yeah. Like, as we always say, like, you know, Joe's going to go, "Really? You think that's the first time I've heard that? Is that all you got?"
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you tweeted. You were responding to someone. Everyone knows Donald Trump did more for black people than most. But did you know Ronald Reagan made Clarence Thomas chairman of the EOC? And you said Ronald Reagan is on tape with Nixon calling the African UN delegation monkeys. He openly opposed an MLK holiday, was forced to sign it by a veto-proof majority. He refused to oppose South African apartheid and made a literal segregationist chief justice of SCOTUS. Trump was worse. Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean,
John Fugelsang, slayer of right-wing trolls. Thank you.
Listen, it's only facts about Ronald Reagan. You know, he was a product of his times. Sure, he was probably as racist as my grandpa was. But the facts are the facts. He did not want to make MLK Day a holiday. He said it on the dais in front of Coretta Scott King. He would have preferred Thomas Jefferson. He had a Congress that, you know, would override any veto. He was forced to do it. He made a segregationist chief justice of the damn Supreme Court. And anyone can listen to the Nixon tapes and hear him talking about those Africans and how they don't even know how to wear shoes. I mean, this is the guy that is the object of all their bedtime fantasies. And the reality is, Donald Trump's a lot worse. But that's racism in the 21st century. It is the denial that racism exists. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
They're not mad at racism. They're mad at things that push back. They're mad at DEI. They're mad at Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
They're mad at anything that is anti-racist. But they never get mad at the actual bigotry.
You talked about, Nikki Haley saying Obama caused, divided us. And you're like, he made the racists really mad, being the first black president.
Yeah, saying Obama divided us by race is the polite way of saying Obama really upset our racists.
Yes.
And that's all he did. I mean,
okay.
And again, it's still going on. I mean, Donald Trump is not running a very good campaign. It's going to get messy.
Oh, yeah. I love when you speak Bible while we're waiting for Separation of Church and Hate. You got John Fugelsang's book.
Yes.
Somebody tweeted, you provide the scripture you're referring to so we can dissect it. This is an easy one to point out. Your proof texting life for life Judaism got a lot of things wrong. Jesus is for the death penalty.
Oh, no.
Okay. So you said Jesus overturns eye for eye, stops an execution, commands you to forgive 70 times 7, says the only the sinless may execute, does not appear in the book of Exodus. No Trumper can name one actual Jesus teaching that conservatives fight for. Thank you.
They can. Ask your conservative loved ones, what actual Jesus teachings do you fight for? And you'll find out how little they've read the actual Bible. And you know, this is the fake Christianity of our century. We just saw last week, Alabama executed a guy with this poison that the American Veterinary Association said you shouldn't euthanize dogs with back in the year 2000. And they're wondering why people are running away from religion when Greg Abbott is welcoming the stranger by putting razor wire in the Rio Grande.
You
need to believe the Bible to call these frauds out, because they're mean, awful people, and they use the Bible exclusively as camouflage. We got to tear it away.
Yeah.
It's not anti-religion.
Speaking of that one.
Call out right-wing hypocrites.
Somebody, Jody, how do you come for John Fugelsang on Twitter?
You don't.
Okay, someone tweeted, Biden wants to punish Texas for being a red state. Every Democrat dreams of turning Texas blue, and this is how they want to do it. They never dreamed Abbott would put them on buses and deliver them to so-called sanctuary cities. Martha's Vineyard, blah, blah, blah. You said Greg Abbott's a Christian who follows Christ's commandment to welcome the stranger by using razor wire through the Rio Grande to murder those trying to seek a better life. The GOP SCOTUS told him to stop. Our racists are getting dumber, folks, and meaner. I mean, and doubling, what was it Lauren Boebert said? Which was also kind of just dumb. But she wanted also not just razor wire, but spikes, alligators, and electric fence.
Electric fence.
Which would electrocute the alligators. But let's not get into
don't whiz on it.
Yeah.
Nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting how a national prayer breakfast in the Capitol doesn't really make us a Christian nation, does it? That would require caring for the poor, welcoming the stranger. And again, Jesus was against the death penalty. Mm-hmm. So if someone is against abortion, which Jesus never mentioned, but they're for the death penalty, which Jesus specifically opposed, we don't ever have to take their claims of Christianity seriously.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All a joke.
Wait, you know,
conservative religious people working with authoritarian government is exactly what killed Jesus.
Yeah, thank you.
Conservatives and authoritarian government.
Speaking of this whole dumbest of timelines about Taylor Swift, we were saying yesterday, like, evangelical Christians, I think, hate her because she's more like Christ than they will ever be. I didn't know the tens of millions of dollars she's, raised and given to various causes, I mean, among other things. I mean, she really is just a beacon of sort of joy and light and positivity, and of course it drives them insane.
He gave $50 million as a bonus to her tour staff. Donald Trump took $50 million from his donors to pay his legal fees, folks. It's pretty obvious. Taylor Swift is a case of women's be thinking too much. And if she was coming out there saying, let's throw more women in jail for abortions, let's be meaner to migrants and trans children, these so-called Christians would put her on a pedestal and worship her. Yeah. They're all frauds. I'm thrilled they're declaring war against her. I hope they go even harder against her, Stephanie. And my fondest hope is what we fear in the Middle East will actually happen here, that the war on Taylor Swift will expand into a larger war where they go after Beyonce and the entire Beehive. Please, you idiots, please go after them.
Is there, is there not a two pop star solution? Is there not?
My God, and over NFL, they're mad about her showing up at NFL games. We finally reached the point where there's head injuries in football fans.
Yeah. By the way, if Kanye West ever said one right thing, it was, I'm going to let you finish, because she finished. She finished that argument. Yeah. I love you retweeted a reporter. Are you thinking of trying to use campaign funds to pay some of the penalties? Trump, what penalties? And you said with denial like this, he never needs to have a good lawyer. That's why you're John Fiegel saying it, I'm not.
That sends me into a Friday in the best way possible.
I got a call the other day asking me to go on a cable news show. I won't say which channel, but they wanted me to go on to talk about Rachel Maddow and E. Jean Carroll laughing over the $83 million verdict. And isn't this offensive? Isn't this the worst possible thing to do, to be laughing and smug over the verdict? And I said to the producer who called me, no, the worst thing possible is sexually assaulting a woman and then defaming her. Yeah. I think that's a bit worse. I'm proud to be alive at a time when we're seeing people tell these mediocre men they can be replaced, and where women aren't taking it, and this New York State law was a deeply moral thing that allows redress of grievances.
Yeah.
Well, they called back an hour later and said, yeah, we're killing the segment. And then I taped it, and that same show that night, they had on some other person just agreeing with the host how awful Maddow and E. Jean Carroll were. So it's like, I was so proud to get myself X'd out of a show for saying it, but all of these MAGAs have got to donate more money to their billionaire to prove they're not suckers.
You know, I was shocked.
Money in the bank. E. Jean Carroll wants to go shopping, MAGA. Give Trump a campaign donation.
I was shocked, weren't you, the latest poll show Biden ahead with women by 22 points? For some reason, a convicted rapist that wants to take bodily autonomy away from millions of women. Not as popular.
Right.
Who knew? Oh, well.
Yeah, listen, don't let any of these... I don't believe any of these polls showing Biden losing in 6 of 7 swing states. It's all rubbish. I'll say it every week on your show to your deeply sexually attractive listeners. These are polls of people who answer landline phones.
Yeah.
They're polls of people who pick up their cells when they don't know who the caller is. It's not an adequate cross-section of America. Donald Trump sucks.
That's right.
And he's not more popular now than he was in 2020, people.
As Joe Madison would say, what are you going to do about it? Vote. Right, vote. Vote is what he would say.
We love you. A sexy liberal tour, which will be announced very soon.
We love you, John Fugelsang. See ya. See you next week.
I'm on Stephanie Ruhle tonight, guys, and Bill Bradley is on my show on SiriusXM.
Very cool.
Fantastic. That's why he's the sexiest of all liberals.
Yep.
All right, we love you.
Thanks, John.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genius. Oh, you know what I'm finally doing? I told you. I'm going to finally do a new photo shoot for, you know, sexy liberal. I'm going to be like a bat upside down in a vat of Genucel the night before. But it's helped me.
I'm not sure that's the way it works.
It's helped support the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show for quite some time.
My big lie, too.
Right, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Genucel every morning.
Look at her.
I don't lie.
You look like a baby. I know what Genucel makes you look fantastic. That the AI super spy, Jody.
I was carded the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It's been years. Thank you, Genucel. Thank you. I feel like we should have it on our forehead, just write it like NASCAR drivers.
Right.
Okay.
Don't give any ideas to the guy who's trying to kill you for the life insurance
money. Just kidding. Okay, Gen 90 instantly reduces. It's their new product. I love it. Reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You can feel the tingle, tingle, tingle. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, nourishing, silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working, I'm telling you, in seconds. There's a reason why Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. Gen 90 is on special Valentine's Day sale now at Genucel.com. It's included in that bestseller package. I have been using Genucel for years. We highly recommend it for Valentine's Day. Order Gen 90 with every most popular package for over 70% off. You also get free shipping and a Valentine's spa box with every order. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That is Genucel.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on all orders. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, please, let's hold off on the cursing until happy hour.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million brand new socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted on air every single one of those items, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted how long it takes to make a donation possible, it would only take a minute. That's how fast and easy it is for you to instantly spark a donation. Because for every comfy pair of socks, underwear, and T-shirt you purchase, Bombas donates an equally comfy item. So, in just a few clicks, you'll have better, everyday clothes for you and for those who need them.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Wow, that's hot.
Honey, what are you doing?
The Madison market is hot right now. I think we should sell.
You're looking too?
Who's that top 10 team with the best results?
The Aaron Weber Group. I heard they can get us the best price. They're constantly updating their market reports and can give us an instant property value quote.
It says here, easy and convenient virtual or in-person meetings. I know what I'm getting you for Valentine's Day. A new home.
Oh, baby, that is hot.
The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kickiness. Yes, it's weightlifting day. Thanks for asking.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it makes me able to stretch and kick and lift. Okay, and tomorrow, biking day. I know everybody keeps track of my schedule. Yeah. I'm the most easily stalkable person ever.
Well.
But you can't catch me because I'm powered by Morning Kick.
Right.
Pardon me. 10 supplements in one. Strawberry lemonade flavor. It is delicious. I absolutely love it. I have it every single day. It gives you energy, makes you think clearer. It has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, including ashwagandha. Some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy or enhance your overall well-being, you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Do it with mama. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. All right, Fridays with Frangela, everybody's favorite part of the... What's going on? Why? What's happening? Okay, let's. All right, this more. I just have to a little more on the what do you call it? Taylor Swift stupidity.
So is Swift a front for a covert political agenda? Primetime obviously has no evidence. If we did, we'd share it. But we're curious because the pop star who endorsed Biden is urging millions of her followers to vote.
A single post of hers led to 35,000 new registrants. That's persuadable power, and this administration is locked dead set on harnessing that.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Clutch the pearls.
Yeah.
This is just where we get to hear James Carville call people.
So Cajun.
It's now the other thing I saw before I came in here. They're claiming that she and the Trump's bufonic attorney, y'all, I know whatever her name is, that she's also a deep state plant. I don't know, but apparently this Kelce is a really good football player. Apparently, Miss Swift makes him a better one.
She has superpowers. That's why they're so scared. James Carville, again.
I think most of these people are sexually inadequate, and they go for all this crazy stuff. And I don't think, and it's nothing strategic about something that stupid. It's just real stupidity to believe something like that. And she seems to me, I'm not very familiar with her generation. She seems like a really nice person, kind of well raised.
Yes, yes. That was worth it just to hear sexually inadequate from James Carville in a Cajun accent. Yeah. Okay, one last one.
If all this stuff hadn't blown up yet, I don't know if their face is blown upable, but it's massively entertaining to watch people this stupid go public. I can't get enough of it. I mean, come on, you can't be that dumb, can you?
Oh,
yes. Yes, they can.
Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello, Lucretia. Hello. We're having the trouble with the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one thing I didn't get to Glenn with, but the minute I feel, great jobs report, good poll, then I get like people writing in Free Palestine instead of Republicans are challenging extended mail ballot deadlines in at least two states in a legal maneuver that could have widespread implications for mail-in voting ahead of this year's. They will do everything they can to prevent people from voting.
Right.
A lawsuit filed in Mississippi follows a similar one in North Dakota, both brought by heavily Republican states before conservative federal courts. Voting rights groups concerned about the potential impact beyond these two states if a judge rules that deadlines for receiving mailed ballots stretch past Election Day violate federal law. They say it's possible for such a decision could lead to a nationwide injunction. It's all, like they were talking about the Mifepristone ruling. So it's all. When I think of my friend Joe Madison and his hunger strike for voting rights, we have got to do whatever we can to vote, to get everyone you know to vote, get them registered, get them ready. We have to, overcome a lot of Republican f***ery.
Yep.
All right, 58 minutes after the hour. Yeah, it's coming. Fridays with Frangela next.
on air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, this is Todd Allball at noon on Friday. Trigby Olson is in the host chair. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allball Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allball Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.